If you want to say the date.
Yes, this is Michael Moss of the Box Elder County Special Service District for Mineral Lease. Today is December 12th, 2024. The time is late, but we'll call it 5:03. And we just got, we'll start here with the former agenda items first. We've just been discussing it, but that training module, we need to get those training modules done before December 31st, and we'll cover that. You have two emails from today.
And the link, you just have to click on the link that I put in the email.
Okay. Yep.
And it should take you straight to the training page, and I think it says you have to read down a little bit, and then it will say click here for whatever training, and you just click there.
Okay. What other former agenda items do we have? I'm trying to think. We'll cover one other later. We'll have a few minutes, and we'll just call it executive session at the end of the meeting. Okay. So.
Approved minutes?
Yes, that's where we're headed. So Dale has already read and reviewed the minutes. Thank you very much. And has everyone else had a chance to look at them?
I have.
Okay. Is there anything that needs to be brought up? Okay, then we'll
entertain a motion.
Then we have a motion to accept the minutes as recorded.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes because I can't remember what I thought.
Thank you, Dale.
I will second it.
Thank you very much, Brian. Appreciate that. So, the next part is amended budget.
Yes.
And I'm going to turn the time to Ms. Shirlene.
I've given you a paper of the amended budget.
I have an
the
extra copy.
The second column is the adjustments that I'm making so that we are not over budget for this year.
Okay.
It's the $113,200 difference from our original budget.
Okay. That's this one.
Yeah.
I have extra copies of it. Anybody wants it?
I should have taken some notes as to what was in those lines, but I'm just trying to match with the expenditures.
And we knew we needed to make a change. We just
we didn't have a high enough budget in there for how much money we got. If you see the original budget, we only had $255,000 in there, and we got more monies than that.
We do have the $368,000, and we do actually have it.
That's for, yeah, we do, from prior years that have carried over and everything.
We've still got, that means there's some money out there that's not spent.
That's true.
So that's the 368.
So, Shirlene, that 368 means we would have that to fund projects if they come before us.
No, this is for 2024 items.
Oh, got you. All right.
Yeah.
This isn't 25's budget. This is 24's.
Yeah.
Yes, we need to amend
the second
our
page will give you our current balance.
Okay.
That's the deal, is we have some money that we haven't spent yet, and that's included in what's on the bank statement. Okay?
But your budget, these items, the reason I'm amending the budget is we have spent amounts that we didn't have in the budget.
All right, I'm following you. Okay.
So we got to catch up with our current budget.
Yeah. Just have to amend it before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Because I got a finding on it last year because I didn't do that. So I'm trying to repent
and do that.
Get it every year from now on.
Okay.
If we don't have enough in there. That
so do we need to make a motion to amend the budget?
First you have to have a public hearing.
Okay.
And when do we want to hold that hearing?
Well, we do it right now.
Okay, we'll start.
You just have to open it for any comment, but I don't see any people that
are. We're going to open the meeting right now for a public hearing for approval of our budget.
Can we ask questions since we're committee members?
Yes.
Just a really brief overview. We have a 2024 budget, then we have an amended budget, and then an amended budget.
So this is the amendments to the original budget that then gives you your final numbers.
Okay.
So you either add or subtract from that original budget number these figures to come to that final column.
So we come up with an additional $33,000 of mineral lease revenue from what our original budget was.
Because you can, well, because our actual was up around that much more.
The Title I money was $6,000 less than we had anticipated.
Correct.
Okay.
We made more interest because the interest rates have been better as well.
Furniture.
I'm trying to remember what the $90,000
was.
I was going to ask you about that too. We talked about it.
The type of things that would go in there is stuff over $5,000. So we have some snowmobiles that we bought for search and rescue. The road department excavator.
Where would the Sherps be at?
The Sherps wouldn't be in the budget because you bought them prior years, but they would. If we were buying a Sherp again, that's the line that this stuff
would
get put
in. That's the line it would be in.
Okay.
That's basically
equipment. But this
equipment.
Is not your inventory. Yes.
That's not our inventory.
Yeah.
But it's basically equipment we funded.
Correct. So if it's under $5,000, like the scuba gear stuff we've bought, is each individual item was much smaller. So that usually goes under your supplies and materials line.
So this stuff here would be current, probably. A year old.
During this past year. So if you look at some of the bigger items we've bought, probably the lift gate for the jail too would be included in there.
Okay.
Which that reminds me, I've got another invoice.
Makes sense
in my office.
Then.
Do you want to go get it
so we can get it signed?
Okay.
We'll have public, we'll wait for public comment while you, and then we'll close
any,
it.
Any more public comment?
We can just. Well, just wait a minute while she grabs that.
So, speaking of our public comment period, was it in the paper?
Yes.
Was it hidden well? That was not a fair question.
No, it's...
That was not a fair question.
It's
but
on the website.
It's posted on the PMN website.
So it's in the section of the paper where they have all of the legal...
I didn't post it. Charlene did. But I assume that's where... Because she did post it.
Yeah.
I posted it on the public website, the public notice website. Yeah. Yeah, it was posted.
Okay, great.
This is not unusual.
Nobody ever...
No, we've never had anybody.
We waited. See, last time we waited 15 or 30 minutes. I can't remember now. And it was like...
Yeah.
I could hear the music.
It's okay. We can close it as soon as she gets back. How's that?
Yeah, we'll
The thing that's interesting is we did come up with more money because I remember we did the budget for $255 originally because that's all the money we had in the account.
Yeah.
And so that's good that we had more money we could actually spend that came in.
Okay, so if you want to officially close the public hearing, we're good.
Okay. As there are no further comments, we will close the public hearing.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
You need to approve it.
No.
Okay. So now we have had a public
hearing. I'll make an motion to approve the amended budget for 2024.
I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second to approve the amended budget. And any other discussion? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 That was unanimous. Thank you so very much.
I don't think you've done that aye on the accepting the minutes.
Didn't we?
Mm-mm.
Okay. are better than
that. Oh, you didn't do the last part. You did have somebody.
You did a motion and a second, but we didn't all in favor say
that. I apologize. Let me back up. On the approval of the minutes, we had a motion and a second on the minutes. Any other discussion on the minutes? Okay, hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 That's unanimous. The minutes had passed also. Okay. So, we are now to the business section. We have invoices to take care of here. I'm going to try and get these.
I have two of the checks written out.
Did I give you the one for Box Elder County for the lift gate?
Oh, no. That one you just went and got.
I have the bank
I couldn't remember if I made you a copy or not. But it's the other half. We'd only paid the first half. But in total, we had $40,000 committed to it, and it will come in at $36,750.
Okay. So what I need to know is, this is our, I know I walked in there.
It's in here.
Asked you, but are we paying, how much are we paying for that?
We're on the second tier, so the 446.
446?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is that for membership dues?
Yes. That one I had already written out, so I'm just going to quickly finish that. I'll write in. I can write this. If you want to go over the invoice for the scuba gear, you can. But I have that check written out. We'll get this. I just need.
And you probably have the membership and the USIP.
Yes,
what's
those
the
are
USIP? Insurance?
That's the insurance on the equipment that you own.
That's what was my question. It wasn't on the minutes. That was my question. As we now own this property, maintain title to it, does that mean that more of our money goes out to insurance because our percentage of the, as we own more property, our insurance costs go up?
True.
And so, like, we
so
start
the more
out,
stuff
think,
you
free,
buy, the more insurance we're going to have
yeah,
to cover.
Yeah, see, that's the same with, like, that backhoe. And that
wasn't the county paying the insurance.
You know, those are going to be
expensive
previously, for
insurance. But we also kept, we weren't doing it right because now when we sell them, that money should all come back to you.
Yes.
And that wasn't happening in the past.
Yeah, that was not happening.
So, how much is that USIP? Does anybody know?
Yes.
Yeah, we
yes.
have an invoice.
It is.
What was that on here? Carrie?
$5,462.
$5,462. So that's insurance on anything we own.
This is the estimated.
The tractor.
That's what I wrote the check for. That's what you gave me the invoice.
I remember
that we have to pay the insurance.
One at a time.
So we have to pay the insurance like on a snowmobile.
That's correct.
So if that snowmobile was totaled, we would get that money back. Not the county, correct?
Right.
Or the SHRP.
That's how it should happen.
So how do we make sure that happens? Because that's a substantial amount of money every year, $5,500 in insurance premiums.
I sure hope that if they wreck something that they contact our office, and then we usually look up the asset, and all of yours we have SSD identified on.
Okay.
So we know that the money goes
them.
To you.
We probably should put that on next meeting, we have to carry insurance on this, damages that need to be paid or whatever,
they want to cover it.
And we probably need to explain that to the county's risk manager, because for sure the accidents would go through him, and that he needs to make sure who the owner is, whether it's county or
so, just one question on that. Say it's a snowmobile, and it hurts somebody. Now, does this insurance cover that, or is it just the...
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the Utah County Indemnity Pool, so it's specifically for counties. It's almost like they're a insurance pool that we're using.
Copy that.
So
sure.
They cover
just as long as we're kind of covered, because that could
typical,
get sticky.
Yeah, personal liability. As long as they're wreck it while doing town, you know, stuff related to the county work and not playing around on them or something.
Yeah.
Well, you know it's always county work. There's no such thing as...
Now, too, you had a comment also, so...
Well, I was just going to say, going back to this, is there a way where, because they're utilizing our asset for their services, is there a way we can seek reimbursement for that insurance cost on that through the county?
I don't know.
I don't know if we can get a revenue back. Really, what I'm trying to do is keep the money in our account.
Hey, welcome.
So that we can spend it.
I mean, you could ask, but the big thing of us starting to cover it and everything is to make sure we keep everything very separated between county and mineral lease.
Yeah, but I just want to say, is if you're using our stuff, can we get reimbursed so that we can cover some of our costs and use that money to buy more equipment rather than pay higher insurance rates?
Well, the insurance ought to come to us.
We're trying to give you more money, but we're having to spend more to give it to you.
So we'd have to be done. If we're going to get reimbursed, that may we, as we get a proposal in, we need to kind of figure X percentage of that will be insurance. How do we do that?
We need to probably send a letter to everybody so they recognize that's what's going on. But I don't know how we can. Do we need to do that, or does the county? Could you internalize that with the county?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
My only question, and I think it's probably, I think I understand it, but where the county and state government entities are exempt, we don't worry about depreciation or anything like that on this.
Correct.
Point. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the two things that have changed is now we're paying the insurance, and at the other end of the scale, if the equipment is sold, then we get the money.
The depreciated value of it.
Yeah.
I would think it'd be pretty easy to get our money back on insurance if we just proposed it to the different entities.
We don't really need a motion. I just needed you guys to know that we were writing out all these charges. You've already approved the scuba gear.
Sure. Yeah.
You've already approved to pay our membership fees, and you already know we have to pay USIP.
Yes.
So, I guess we can move on to Kate unless you have more questions.
Like in our financial statements, the mineral lease is a supplementary schedule, and we do track your value of assets and such. I should probably provide that report to you so you can see what the value of your assets are.
That would be good for everybody to.
Yeah, I'll try and remember the next meeting to bring this last year's.
Would our insurance be something you would bring up to the commission?
Probably.
And when do they
probably have to have some sort of agreement saying the county will provide the insurance for the mineral lease assets or something.
So, like, and I think that would be fair because we don't get anything back or usage or nothing. But how do we do it? Do we show up to the committee or the commission meeting, or can you guys ask that?
I'll ask the county attorney how we should approach that, because I'm guessing we need some sort of agreement in place.
Okay.
I'll make a note.
By the way, sir, I hate to tell you this, but the public comment period is closed now, so you can go ahead and leave.
Perfect.
Sorry about that. Merry Christmas. Oh, good to see you.
Yep. Good to be here.
Okay. So we have a whole bunch of invoices that we've paid or are paying. We have one.
This is the UCI first key for that amount, so it won't be made out.
Which is that one?
Right,
that's
for the
jail gates. You already did that one.
Okay.
Yeah, for 37.
No, you don't want it that, because we've already paid half of it. So it's the 18.
I could totally move it on.
375.
It was the 18.
Oh, well, I totally got that wrong.
Me too. Okay.
Because we've already paid half of it. So we just need to do the second half.
Okay.
We don't want to burn that much.
Okay. I also need you to email that to me when you tomorrow.
Yeah, if I can get a copy of that.
Okay.
Yeah, you can later. Yeah. Okay, mineral lease grant for the scuba gear. And we should have a check. And you've written that already.
Correct? I have, uh-huh.
15-7-1478 to Box Elder County.
Yes.
Charlene, does the checks we're making out today reflect in this budget?
Not yet.
Not yet.
They hadn't been.
So we're gonna have to take that off of.
That's true. Off of your outstanding balance of $49,000, almost $75.
So we got to figure out how much is.
Well, no, that's not necessarily true, because if it's been set aside up here at the top, so I've got an amount for the gates.
Okay.
But not for, like, the insurance and the...
No.
That stuff I had not accounted for.
Let me grab my...
So uncleared checks are accounted for and the committed funds.
Right. So we have, if we had committed and you'd approved the stuff, like the scuba gear one, we did have money set aside for that she's writing out for, and the gates. So those would not reduce your balance, just the insurance and the...
Okay.
So is that basically what's in red would not reduce the amount of 49?
We just hadn't paid it yet, so I had reserved the budget for that.
Have it noted that we had set aside $17,189 for scuba gear, and the check we're writing is $15,714.
They came under.
So they came underneath, they cut us down. So, but that money's already set aside.
Yes. So that won't reduce what you got to do.
So this bottom figure here, 4810, was not part of that 17.
Which 4810?
To Dawn's Marine for scuba gear.
Yeah, because you guys approved up to 22,000. Okay. So I just reduced the 22,000 by what we'd already paid. And now we're finishing out the project with the 15,000 she's writing.
So if I'm figuring, because Cade looks like he's here begging tonight, so we're just trying to figure out.
So you need to reduce that by
the
5,000 whatever in insurance and the dues of 400. So you'd have to reduce it by about $6,000.
And we probably better not run it right.
So we got right now we're looking at funds balance.
We better not run
it
completely dry.
Correct.
You need operating.
So we really, at this point, have, you know, in a comfortable place, 40,000 available.
Yeah.
So if we see if his proposal, we're just discussing.
18,375.
About 13,000.
That's right.
With it's not 40, it's 30.
For what?
Available.
Because we got 49.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, right. We're going to need
5,000 or 6 plus a little buffer.
Because I don't know what will come in between now and then. It'll be any dues or fees or...
Just your guys' mileage and stuff for coming.
We're probably going to leave 10 to 15 there just in case.
We're going to try and leave a good
And I'm not sure about the timing on the truck lease either when that comes due.
Thought it was January.
For a horse posse, so we may need the 7,000 and so much for that.
Okay.
Well, I'd say let's hear Cade's proposals if we're done cashing the business. I know Dale's in a hurry tonight.
That is true.
It's long afternoons. Anything to burn time.
I don't have long afternoons anymore.
I'll sit in this meeting for an hour. I love my wife, but to sit in front of that television after the sun goes down.
Okay.
Before I go
That's
to bed.
That's pretty early, too.
So what else have we got here?
Just Cade.
Go back to my agenda. Throw all that away from me. In my pile for now. USAD membership fees is covered.
Yes.
USIP is fee covered, right?
Are you going to make a presentation on them? Well, here's the only question I ask is I heard that they now have police and security drones that actually have that have the capability of firing it when at a target that is, you know, if you had somebody who was firing at you, you could take your drone up and fire back from the drone. Uh-huh. Is that, are you familiar with that? But it's only authorized
that
for
sounds scary.
Military.
Yeah, they have in New Jersey.
I mean, after watching the war in Ukraine, I think anything's possible with drones, but we have not looked into that. So I
was curious.
I couldn't even tell you if law enforcement has access to that kind of stuff. So I know they've had like robots, tracked robots that could knock down the door.
Okay, surely. You keep track of where we are.
Because
I'm losing track of dollars.
Door down.
Right.
We still we haven't paid. We've paid for the gate.
Take out a suspect.
Yeah, okay, let's come back around. How much money do we have left?
But anyway, I was just curious.
35.
Yeah, I'm looking at about 33 if we keep 10, in case we owe that 7 for
that's
the lease.
That's correct. 33.
Okay, we have $33,000 that Cade can ask for.
Well, yeah. Well, no.
No.
Not quite 33, because that's not leaving any for mileage or anything else.
Yeah,
okay, then how much?
I'm going to guess around 20, 20-ish.
20, maybe.
Yeah, about 20 is where we'd be.
20.
And that would leave us 10 outside of what bills we probably have coming in.
Okay. Until June.
Until June. So I think we probably ought to be there. So
okay, 20,000.
I'm not asking for drones.
Okay.
Mark Millett had some money in his budget at the end of the year, and he bought a bunch of drones. Everybody has a drone.
Great.
So I don't need any drones.
Great.
Okay, so that's off the agenda.
Yes.
Yep.
And so I'm asking for the radios. Okay. You guys have been buying radios for our patrol division for a year or so now.
Yeah.
We need three more, and we're done. We have radios for everybody. So my bid for three radios is $13,052.67. And that's my ask.
How do we title them? But I'm seriously, do
you
we pay insurance on them? What if they burn them up? Or like that's
that
kind of is a gray area.
If we ever resold radios, does that ever happen?
No. Our radios were replacing we bought before I was hired 20 years ago.
So they have real long life.
So and they just quit making them, and you can't get parts for them. So they're just.
Absolutely.
When they're dead, they're dead. Yeah, we're like hanging on to what we can just to because search and rescue.
I don't know how insurance works on that sort of stuff because we only insure those that are over 5,000 and the radios come in below that.
Yeah.
So, like, do you ever burn one up or need? I guess if you do, you just.
There's been some parts but they send replacement parts, so we've never like burned up a full radio.
And these are in car radios, correct?
Yeah.
They go in the patrol
vehicle. They're installed
vehicle.
In the vehicle into the dash.
Yeah. And
the way these are listed, that.
And I have a copy for everybody if you want to see the bid.
Yeah.
I will need them just for the minutes.
I can't prepare.
Okay, so I guess we can do this in real quick.
Thank you.
If we have. Okay, so it's 13.
Oh,
I'm going to do one.
13, 15, 10. I was
100.
Or 13.5.
Is that
they've
firm
not
fixed?
Ever went over, you know?
Yeah, that's firm. It's not going to come in any more than that.
I would move to approve.
Okay.
That's for how much? 13.5?
Sure. 13.5.
Not to exceed?
Not to exceed.
Can I second it?
Say, we have a motion and a second. Not to exceed 13.5 on three additional radios. All in favor say aye.
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 Unanimous. No other discussion. We'll write you a check. Get them ordered. Get them here.
All right. We'll get them
ordered. Okay.
If you have to, they need something with them. And if you don't, you don't have to.
We'll try not to.
How many deputies
don't
total
light
do
them on
have
fire. Okay.
currently we're down some positions, but if we were fully staffed, our patrol division would be 20 plus one lieutenant, so 21, and our detectives division is a sergeant and three detectives. So those are the guys who are out in vehicles, and then our corrections division is a whole other ballgame. But altogether, the sheriff's office has 112 employees. That includes me and the sheriff and Mark Millett. He falls under our umbrella. So.
Some people are out in the field.
Yeah, out in the field would be my patrol division and my detectives division.
Too many when you're speeding, not enough when you need help.
Hey. And then we got Eddington out there in Mark Valley. He works in the courts, but he counts as in the field because he drives so many miles.
But he can still give me a heart attack when my brother's driving too fast.
Okay. So that's covered.
Yeah.
Do we need to write him a check? Do you wait for the...
Wait for an official invoice.
Okay, wait for an invoice.
But we can...
Get him ordered tonight.
We can adjourn and go into an executive session.
Yeah, we do have to take some time for an executive session.
And I think we've done all our business.
No, we can't adjourn. We just have to go into
yes.
executive session.
You don't have to stay anymore.
Okay.